Hello again, SFL Nation. This is Coach's Corner. I'm Brian Craven, and I've got another prospect profile for you, a really nice interview with Cameron Curtis. I think you'll enjoy it. Rather quick episode compared to some of the more recent ones. But sit back, maybe have a cup of coffee if you're listening to this in the morning, and enjoy learning more about Mr. Curtis with me. And we're back with another episode of Coach's Corner Prospect Profile. I have Cam Curtis on my show tonight. Quarterback for the Annapolis. You're playing for Annapolis? Is
that correct? Yes, that's right. Okay,
yeah. It's kind of a blur, sorry. I was doing some looking and I've got
no problem.
Cam, why don't you tell us a little bit about you? Do you prefer Cameron or Cam? Does it matter to you?
Cam's fine. Yeah. Okay. I'm not picky.
Okay. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, perhaps where you're from, what you do when you're not doing simulation football, and the classic, how did you find the league?
Okay. So I'm 40 years old. I'm from Western Massachusetts. I found the league through an app called Tubi. I was checking out some new app, and basically it's like a TV app, and I went on there, and they actually had a sports channel, 11 Sports.
Okay.
So I tuned into that, and I found it very interesting because I used to play a lot of all-pro football when it had first came out for years. And this was the first I've seen the league, and then from there I just went to the website, and I kind of seen how structured it was, and I fell in love with it.
It doesn't take long once you see it, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, same way. I've said a few times, I just found it on Twitch. Just I was looking for, you know, sometimes streamers will stream real games on their Madden channel, and I wasn't paying attention. That's where I thought I found, and went in the other room, and I heard the announcers. Thought, oh, okay, not bad. Like, I'm walking back into my living room. I thought, what in the world am I watching? But it didn't take long. Why don't you tell us about what kind of sports background do you have otherwise? Did you play sports growing up?
So I played a lot of baseball growing up.
Okay.
In my younger years, I was an outfielder. Did a lot of youth baseball. Didn't really get into football when I was older. I didn't understand the game when I was younger. Didn't really have a father growing up. Once I got older and my buddies got into fantasy, I got so obsessed with the different types of fantasy football, and I really started getting a love for the game.
I got
I played football once I came out of high school in local leagues around and I did that for about 4 to 5 years, and I even did a couple opportunities where I was able to be on staff of a team.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So Massachusetts, are you a Patriots fan or?
You know, it's funny. It's no, because I got into the game so late as far as football goes.
Mm-hmm.
It was around the time where there was expansion teams. And one of those expansion teams that year was the Panthers. And I think that was the other one, the Texans. I'm not sure what the other one was, but it was between the two teams. And I really liked the running game of the Panthers. Mm. I'm a very offensive-minded person, and I just liked the way their offense was.
Okay.
So I thought to myself, it's like, okay, well, do I go with the home team, or you know, why not pick a new team? You know, why not try to do something different? So that I got into it, and I just loved it.
I like that. Yeah, I live in the Northwest, and so by default, I'm supposed to like the Patriots, or not the Patriots, forgive me, concussion moment. Supposed to like the Seahawks, but I don't. I root against the Seahawks every time they play somebody. You don't have to root for your local team, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
What about, so you said baseball. You still follow baseball much?
You know what? I don't. As I got older, watching the game, it just seems like, and actually getting into football was a much faster game. Mm-hmm. And I think going back and watching baseball, I just lost a lot of interest. I mean, I was a Braves fan forever. I actually even knew some players that from the Braves. I've actually grew up in a hometown where there was a World Series pitcher, pitched a couple World Series with them. So that was also another leaning factor for me to kind of like the Braves at that time, was is I actually knew a pitcher who was drafted.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, I've been a Braves fan most of my life. My grandfather coached Dale Murphy, an old-time Atlanta Braves player. When he was, I think he coached him all the way through in high school. And, it just sort of was a default. I remember watching Braves games when I was very young.
Yeah, for a while, still, they won your conference.
Yeah, I still love baseball very much, but football's always been my first love. And always will be. What about the rest of the league? Mainly your career with the rest of the league. What other kind of things are you interested in doing?
Well, it's funny you say that, because when I first joined, you know, I had no clue what I wanted to do. I just knew I wanted to be in the league. And, you know, once I got in, I came in last season. I didn't really even know how to, it took me like 3-4 weeks to figure out how to check in. I had no idea.
Right.
You know, I watched YouTube videos trying to explain the process, and eventually I people helped me out, which there's a lot of helpful people in this community. I just figured things out there, and I'm sorry, I lost track. Where was I going with this?
I was just asking what kind of future aspirations you might have in the league.
Oh, yeah. So, I didn't know what I was doing from there, and once the minors came up, I got excited to get into that, and then I seen a lot of people making content, and I was like, you know, some of these shows that people have, it's really nice that, you know, people come up with this stuff, they put their time into it. So I started thinking, well, what can I do? And it's like, you know, my normal day life, I mean, I'm very computer savvy. I'm huge into games, but I didn't know a lot of video stuff or editing stuff.
Okay.
And I was like, well, why not get into, you know, video editing? I want to do something that's kind of fun. So I actually just from knowing nothing, I created Epic Esports, something more just to cover the league. It was more of a name, so people were like, wait, who's this? So, you know,
oh, sure.
And it's another whatever covering the league. And I started making, you know, videos, and I didn't have any software. I went out and bought all that stuff. Got into it. When I get into something, I jump all in. I'm not just like, hey, let's try it out. Like, I think about it, once I say okay, that's what I'm doing, I stay committed.
Nice.
So I've been doing that with the video editing. I think like a week or two later, I started talking to the coaches, and they actually gave me opportunity, because I wanted to help, and they gave me opportunity to start scouting. So for weeks now, I've been scouting in Annapolis. I've been doing a lot of sims, so
you're really diving in.
Yeah, and from the start, I had none of this planned, you know, and I don't know what the future plans for me. I'm not one of those people that predict, hey, in X amount of months, I want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just look at the opportunities in front of me now, and then I try to make the best of them, and I try to improve on them.
Okay. Well, that's a good strategy as well, if we're going to put a name to it. When I came in, I thought, honestly, I wasn't sure I cared about being a player. It didn't take very long to decide, okay, no, I want to be a player no matter what else I'm doing. But if the league can take you places you don't expect. I didn't expect to be doing a podcast. That would have been the last thing I would have expected to do. But I'm learning along the way, and it's been a whole lot of fun doing it. So,
yeah, and you're doing a good job. The show's fun. A lot of the shows along the league are fun. I was on the AJ show earlier this year, and she does a great job. I've watched the Kramer show. I mean, there's just so much content that's been great.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. AJ does a night show.
I even at one point thought about doing a show, and I had someone else on board. It's just we haven't got there because of things that we're doing in the background, and I don't want to rush too forward. I don't want to rush in too quick because I want to keep maintaining these obligations and improving them before I do other stuff.
That's smart. I understand that. Tell me about the quarterback side. Why did you pick quarterback as your position you wanted to play?
Okay, so when I first came in last season, I was going non-contract and trying to be whatever position I can get. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a lot of check-ins. The minors got announced. I was excited. Once it came down to the minors, I had a lot of check-ins, and at that time, my primary was going to be a wide receiver.
Okay.
And the plan was, is I was going to get on with Ottawa, and I actually know the owner of Ottawa, or not the owner, the head coach of Ottawa, mm-hmm. and he had asked, hey, why don't you help me, because he knows how much I work at things and how much I, you know, do stuff. And at once, it was an option. But when I realized how many check-ins I have, I knew I had a couple paths, and I thought, okay, well, do I stay wide receiver and do that, or do I go to quarterback? Because I really realized that I could actually do quarterback based on what I, you know, how high I was in the check-in and all that mm-hmm. stuff. So I had to make a decision. I felt like I could always go back and revisit that with him later. But that quarterback opportunity was not going to come around. I knew that from the start. I saw the opportunity, and that's the way I went. And yeah. because I went all in on that, and I made a decision, now I'm all in on it.
Sure. And at the beginning of the, I think at the beginning of the minors, they were anticipating as many as 8 quarterbacks being drafted, just looking at what things were happening. Then obviously that changed a little bit. So I know you have to have a secondary. Is your secondary wide receiver?
No, you're not allowed to have on the same side of the ball. And I'm a very offensive-minded person, so it's a little, you know, it's a little tough for me. I ended up picking safety, but like I said, I'm trying to stay very committed to what I focus on, and I've focused so much and put so much energy. Like, this is what I'm really trying to be.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, I forgot that you couldn't have that you had to have on the other side of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, if I could, believe me, I would definitely be wide receiver, no problem. Or tight end or something, you know, something along those lines. But I got to stay within rules, which is no problem. I'll just make do with whatever happens.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have – I mean, there's a couple things about the way we're doing it that I've said publicly I don't really like. I guess I'll just put it that way. Saying I don't like them, though, is almost too strong a word for it. It's just that I fail to see the benefit for the league in some of these things. I don't know why you can't have another secondary, or let's not call it secondary, let's say your third position being a wide receiver. And so if you don't get drafted in those first 2 rounds of the quarterback, you have that option to still play on the offensive side of the ball, like you'd like to do. That seems unnecessarily limiting, but I'm saying that. I don't know all the details behind that, and if I'm way off base, I'm sure Cam will let me know. Cam or Irvine will let me know. He's been pretty good about letting me know, which I appreciate. So forgive me, another concussion moment. What was your secondary position then?
I picked safety.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I hope it worked out for you. You know, somebody's going to be disappointed, but I hope it worked out for you to get the position you're hoping to get. When I came in, I was thinking safety. That's what I played in college. But I didn't have really strong feelings about it. But if you're going to take a shot at quarterback, this was the time to do it. Even with the guys that came back and the things that changed a little bit, this was the time to do it. Because we may not have this many openings again.
Yes, I agree. And I see that opportunity, and that was a big heavy weight on going that way instead of going wide receiver and then helping coaching Ottawa.
Sure.
I mean, and it still works, because now I'm helping out with my team here, and we've done amazing. I've learned from some great coaches, and we've done things together, and we've had a lot of success, and I'm glad to be part of that team. And I'm glad to be part of that success.
Well, that's another great thing about the minors that I didn't really think about. I mean, when I first heard about it, I thought, oh, that's fantastic. That's great. But we're getting people some preliminary experience scouting and doing some of those things as well. So the minors have been a win all the way around. Even when there's something like, I think we ought to do it differently, it's still been a win as a whole.
Oh, yes. I believe so, too.
Yeah. Good stuff. I like the direction we're taking. We're in a transition period. Things are gonna there's going to be adjustments that need to be made, but overall, I feel very pleased with how he's doing. I noticed that your quarterback is a rather tall fellow.
Yes.
Did you model him after anyone either in the league or out there in real life?
No, I didn't really model him off of anybody. I wanted to have a bigger quarterback as far as weight goes. You know, someone more like a Cam Newton type size, where you know it's a little harder to take down, maybe like a Big Ben Cam Newton size. Mm-hmm. But as far as the height goes, I solely picked the height off of. I thought, you know, I don't think it'll be a disadvantage anyway. But I thought at the best advantage, you maybe I get less balls knocked down on the line. Maybe I can see over, maybe my guy sees over, you know, the line a little bit better and makes that play. Mm-hmm. So that was my, you know, my thinking. I've seen more advantage than disadvantage. Like I said, I think about like so many things before I actually commit. and I went into that detail.
Okay. Well, no, that's a very solid line of thinking. And what about doing the build using a check-in? Did you take a look at what some of the quarterbacks in the league had done, or did you get advice? How did you go about doing that?
Oh yeah, so basically, I've read a lot of people's advice that were in the general chat. I looked at that. Our coach actually gave some advice on what builds are and what numbers you should put in different places. So I took a lot of that feedback too, as far as putting, you know, the numbers in certain places. I didn't want to have a build that an owner can't do anything with. You know, and I plan on being receptive with owners when we go through this. I'm not just going to keep throwing stuff in there without seeking further guidance.
Mm-hmm. Now that's one potential. I could see somebody with a lot of check-ins kind of doing something with their build that later would have to be dealt with, I guess we'll put it that way. So I'd like to see us be more proactive about getting some counsel for new people coming in on their rookie build. But, you know, when you've got a week's worth of check-ins, it doesn't matter that much. But
yes.
And that, I mean, straight up, that's an area that I failed a little bit with San Jose. I said, hey, anyone that needs help with their builds, let me know. And I should have been much more, I'm going to help you with your build. Because we had a couple things for the minors. It's like, well, that didn't work out very well. Nothing, you know, there's no broken builds, but just a few things. It's like, you know, I think you would have enjoyed this experience a little more if I had helped you out. You know, I'm not naming anyone.
Yeah, I mean, you got to remember a lot of these guys have been in the league, you know, been through this. They've made good builds and bad builds, and they've seen, you know, all the things. So to not, you know, really take their advice, I think you're kind of going down the same path.
Yeah, I reached out to Marcus Dunhill and said, hey, I was just like, can I pick your brain on some of these things, trying to help these guys out? And no arguing with the results. Marcus is smart, and he gave me great advice, and he was very willing to help. And this is, I knew that he was busy and things were coming, and I said, if you're too busy, I understand. He said, nope, I was happy to help. So we've got a lot of people like that.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. There's a lot of people in the league that want to help with different things.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's better for the league as a whole.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of people understand that. Speaking of the league and conversations, I'm not going to ask you to give away anything. Have you had some good conversations with me?
So I can talk about that. I won't get into any specifics, but in the beginning of the league, I basically reached out to every single team, even if I knew they didn't need a quarterback. I wanted to introduce myself, let them know who I am. Mm-hmm. I left a message, and a lot of teams that weren't interested, they left some good feedback. They were actually happy to hear from me, very welcoming. And I let a lot of time go by because there's free agency and everything else. And now recently I slowly starting to reach back to teams. Part of it is I don't want to mix anything up. And the other part of it is I just have so much going on every day. I'm doing something. I'm starting to reach back out to teams to let them know, hey, you know, I talked to you in the beginning of the year and I'm still interested.
Nice. Okay. Well, that's smart. That's what people change their mind. Teams can change their mind all the time. And I you know, we don't know. You never know what goes on in the back rooms of other teams. But I know in my admittedly limited experience that things change and can change rapidly. So you can make a last minute impression on somebody, both positive or negative, and everybody thinks they know what's happening, and it doesn't happen that way. Which is part of the fun. I mean, there's always a surprise in the draft, or two, or five. This season, there may be a lot, and it's kind of fun as long as you don't get too emotionally invested in it. But I'm saying that from a team standpoint. I remember for a player, it's a lot more stressful. A lot more stressful. Well, let's touch on a couple of things a little bit. How do you feel? There's been some controversy, and it's died down, but there's been a little bit of controversy about players coming back that have been away from the league for a little while. And the truth is, there aren't very many. I had it written down somewhere, and I can't find it now. There aren't a lot of guys that have been gone more than a season or two that came back. How does that feel as a rookie when you see that happen? A new announcement, you're like, ooh, I never heard of that guy. What goes through your mind when you see that?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. When you first hear that and you don't know who they are, I mean, yeah, it's a big shock. Mm-hmm. You know, but when you sit down and you think about it, like, here's my opinion on the whole thing. I think people should be able to come back, no problem. I mean, they've came here, they've built relationships with people, they've, you know, they have the right to come back. Sometimes people leave for life, you know, sometimes it's not on, you know, bad terms. So, like, I do believe there's a need for people to come back, and I do think there should be a process. I personally think there should be a time of year, a small period, where people can come back, and they come back within that period. And the reason why I say that is, so right after that period, then the league can actually plan, okay, what are we going to do for the minors? How many spots do we have? That way, when it comes down the road, there's no unexpected. They can basically say, okay, they can basically say, okay, now we've got all the people coming back who's retired, they're all back, and now, you know, we have this many spots, and we can actually plan. Because when you're trying to plan a big organized league and you have so many influx of people, if you want to get rid of the unexpected, or at least minimize them. And if you don't minimize them, I think that's what you end up with. And you know, whether it's right or not, a lot of people will just get frustrated.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good take. That's a good take. It's subtle. I mean, it that's not a groundbreaking difference. But on the surface, I should say, it's not a groundbreaking difference. But it's a good idea. Like a different type of free agency window for people coming back, essentially.
Prior to the draft, prior to, you know, re-signings, like, you know, when people retire, that's also the time for people to come back. Okay, and then now we plan the minors because we know we need this many positions or we only have this many spots.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. I really like that idea a lot.
Thank you.
And truth be told, I've gone back and forth a little bit. I'm kind of with you on the coming back period, though. Matt South obviously is the big one, and I've touched on Matt a few times. And I've said he didn't do anything wrong. Those are the rules as they are, and so, you know, no criticism there. After the first time I mentioned Matt, I had an owner that knew him reach out to me and tell me about him and all of that stuff. And excuse me. And in the course, and I think you said it too, is life happens sometimes and people have to step away for various reasons. So, I'm on board with everything you said, to be honest. I think the idea of a window for returning free agents is a really good idea. A lot of merit to that. How about the other one that, and truth be told, I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. Other than to give you space if you'd like to comment. Donnie, pick a team, man. Just get it done. And the truth is, we've run out of time. He's going to have to get back on anyway. But how does that feel as a prospective rookie, especially a prospective quarterback, sitting here looking at those teams and thinking about that whole prospect? What goes through your mind when you're watching that?
What goes by my mind watching what Johnny Pickler waiting to get signed? Mm-hmm. Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I mean, here's my take on that. You know, Johnny can sign whenever he wants. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a lot of teams out for him. He had a great year. You know, he's there for a reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know Johnny personally. I do think that he's from what I hear, I do think that he's about the league. I know there's mixed feelings around the league about him. But I think that he probably should sign soon if I was him. I mean, some people get a little frustrated with his antics or whatever, you know. I don't know if, you know, to me it don't really bother me so much. Like I said, I don't know the guy.
Sure.
I just think that leaving owners on the hook for an answer, and maybe that's not happening behind the scenes, but that's what it looks like to me. Like, there's a lot of owners waiting for answers, and I just don't want Johnny's options to run out.
Oh, agreed.
Because he's been given an opportunity last year, and you can't forget that. No matter how good of a year you had, you can't forget about the opportunity you've been given, because there's a lot of people in line waiting for that same opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And if somehow he, you know, say another retired guy comes back, and maybe there's no spots, or, you know, a couple of retired guys, like, you don't know. Mm-hmm. And now where's Johnny for a job?
Right.
So that's what I think. I think he should probably sign soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I feel like he feels like there are some things that he feels very strongly about. I don't believe he's leaving any team hanging for the purposes of that. I think the team, I know that, you know, the teams he's talking to, they're strong-willed owners and GMs, and they're going to do what, you know, they're going to do their plan, and they've got a plan for him, they got a plan for someone else. So, ultimately,
sure.
Yeah. But you're right, it could be, and this is just me, and even, I mean, if I'm one of those GMs, and thank God I'm not, because I'm not sure I'm cut out for it, but if I'm a GM and you've got me waiting like that, I'm moving on.
That's what I was kind of like trying to get at, is keeping teams on the ropes, and it's like they want to have a plan, they want to move forward, and, you know, I don't think that, you know, if you're given that opportunity and then you're back, you know, kind of playing the waiting game with people, that people are going to get frustrated.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to keep that opportunity someone gave you.
Right, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, hey, I don't spend a lot of time waiting on a girl to see if she likes me. I'm sure as hell not going to wait on a quarterback to see if they want to join me, or anyone for that matter. You know, I understand people needing to take their time and decide, and within a reasonable amount of time, that's fine. But ultimately, it's like, all right, you know what? You're telling me something by your reluctance to commit. That's fine. I'm moving on. But I hope that doesn't happen to him. You know, I've said many times I don't enjoy the antics sometimes, but Johnny's a good guy. I know he's a decent guy. There's no need for me to hate him like it seems like some people really do.
No. I mean, when it comes to judging a person, I'm a strong believer of whether you don't like somebody or not, you have to look at the intent. Sometimes people will have a wrong approach on things. They might bring things out the wrong way, but if you look at their intent, and you'll find out sometimes their intent's the same as yours. You know,
yeah.
So it's not to be combatant with somebody. It's trying to come to the middle ground of how can we get this done together, because we're both trying to do the same thing.
Agreed. Yeah, and that's absolutely, Johnny does care about the league. He does want the league to flourish.
I think
people forget that. I do think people or forget it or don't believe it. And they ought to give him a chance to prove that to him, I think. But it is what it is. It's not in our hands, and I wouldn't put my hand on the tiller even if I was given the chance. I think people start their own path. I got to tell you, man, I appreciate your take on a lot of this stuff. You put some thought into things some very reasonable stuff. So I'm telling these teams looking for a quarterback, they should be paying attention to you. good.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
How's your locker room been? Annapolis has been pretty successful.
It's been very successful. It's a very positive community where people came in and you know, it was a bunch of guys that didn't know what to expect. We built relationships with each other. A lot of guys, if you look at a lot of guys on my team as far as content goes, you got guys making video, you got guys making graphics, you got guys that are scouting, you got guys in training right now going through scouting, you got coaches who are training players. There's so much going on from different members. You got people doing interviews. There's so much going on.
Is Jeff on your team? Jeff Gagne?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. I had an interview with Jeff. Great interview with him as well. But yeah,
he's been killing it.
Huh?
He's been killing it. I think he's even doing some beat. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he's doing beat writing now for the league too.
I think you're right.
I think with the interviews, he got into that.
Yeah.
So shout out to him.
Yeah. And that's only good for us as a team.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, just a little bit.
Okay, sure.
If everything was an option, I want you to give me a couple of contenders for teams you really respect. And even to protect yourself, you can leave out a team that you might have a chance to go to. You know, and we just know that you're purposely leaving them out so that you don't jinx it or anything. So leaving out the team you really hope draft you and you really go to, what one or two teams that you really respect, and if the opportunity was there, you'd love to be there?
You know, I don't have a specific team, and that's totally the honest answer. So every team has a different situation. Some people are trying to win, you know, now or within a year or two. Some people are trying to win in the long run. I just want to be in the locker room with the team who basically wants to be in it with the long run for me, because that's what I'm going to offer to them. I'm coming into a locker room. I want to build trust with them. I want to build respect with them, along with the teammates and the coaches. And so I want someone, whoever drafts me, if I get drafted, I want someone to be all in on me, because I am going to be all in on them.
Okay. I can appreciate that. I think some people pay lip service to that loyalty piece, but that's a huge one. And I know that the people that, for example, Lone Star was talking to for free agency, part of the conversation was, we'd love to have you long term. Is that something that you think you'd like to do? And we feel very blessed that you guys were brought in. And it's the same kind of questions that we're asking the people that we're talking about with y'all. And that's knowing things change. I mean, I thought I wasn't going to leave Vancouver, and then I had an opportunity that I couldn't say no to, and I did. So things do happen. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. And you said that's the honest truth. I believe you. You've been very thoughtful on everything else. I have no reason to think otherwise now. We're coming near the end of this thing. Is there anything that I didn't touch on that you'd like to say something about?
I don't know. I mean, not at the moment. I think we covered so many different things and so many different directions. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah. Who? Annapolis is in the playoffs for the minors, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Who's your first round opponent? Or has that been decided?
We have Ottawa first round.
You have Ottawa.
Who I know in person.
Yeah.
It's definitely a game that I know we're both going to really do everything we can to prepare for this game.
Yeah. Well, yeah. How did you do against them in the regular season?
We lost to them. It was the very last play of the game, or came down to the very last two plays, and it was only by a couple points. It was such a tight match.
Okay.
Oh. Defensively, yes. We had them all game. Defensively, they had us for a lot of the game. I mean, and we both played each other so well.
Yeah.
And it was just a close game. I think they were the home team at that point. Mm-hmm. We were both out of running back at that time. We still had Reynosa. I think they had McMichaels. It was a good battle.
Right. Yeah, when we faced them, they had McMichaels, and he's a pretty good running back. Yeah, that's right. I remember that game. That was a good game. Boy, I tell you, yeah, San Jose has had a couple of those last-minute losses, and they can be brutal. They can really be brutal. Heck, we were a play away on Wednesday. Okay. Well, I'll definitely be tuning in for all of those anyway. I've been watching all the games, but they've kind of run together for me. And that they're doing those on Monday, yes?
They're doing it on Monday, so we actually got to get everything all prepared and submitted by Saturday. Saturday evening. Yeah. So it's a short week.
Yeah, it is. Well, that's all right. You're going to get it done, and you've already seen them once. Get a little bit of tendency off of that.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Who's the Annapolis coach again?
Ben Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Wow, I'm having all kinds of concussion moments tonight.
You know Ben?
I just know of him. I knew he was the coach. I just couldn't remember that.
I just didn't know if you ever got a chance to talk to him. He's a good guy.
No. That's what I've heard. I have not spoken to him personally, but everything I've heard has been very positive.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Cam, I appreciate your time. This has been a fun interview for me. And I hope it hasn't been too bad for you. And seriously, I hope some of these teams are listening, because you'd be a great addition to a locker room, man. You've got a lot of great thoughts, and I really like what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah. And I'm sure people will be listening to you. It's a good show, and I listen all the time.
Well, I appreciate that. That's nice to hear. Well, this has been another Prospect Profiles. And I want to thank you all for listening. This has been Cam Curtis. Thanks a lot.